As we say, good morning to Carl Valentine. How are you?
Hello, guys.
How are you,
Must admit,
boss?
I love me some Barry White.
Oh, you
Oh, yeah.
will. Man, no one has ever said about Carl Valentine, can't get enough of your love,
Oh,
baby.
man. Tell
Casanova in
me
the
about it.
house. How
are you?
I'm doing good. I'm having a great day so far. Sat across from my lovely missus there. Get some brownie points in there.
Ah, attaboy. You are the Barry White of soccer. Listen, it's always exciting when you're part of an organization and all the changes that have gone through. You have been with this club through thick and thin. What do you make of the new boss and how he's put this team together, Carl? It's so tough to get a read on it for fans, and you don't know until you see next month, but you're around it more and you've excelled at this game. What do you like about it, and what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, well, let's be honest, you're always excited at the beginning of the year. You're level with everybody else and the anticipation of a new season coming up, and obviously there's a lot of new players. That's an exaggeration, but I am excited. I've followed Mark DeSantis's story going, way back when he started out in Montreal. So I'm quite aware of how he's put teams together. And when you listen to him, and you probably spoke to him and listened to him. He's very consistent in his message, and I think even when you listen to the players that are being interviewed, and they talk about the style of play and the system and what's expected of them, they're speaking the same message, so it's very clear, and it's exciting. He he has teams that play an exciting brand of soccer. He has certain types of players that he always goes for. And, even though he's done it before, at the lower levels, it's been consistent. So why change now? I mean, he put a team in San Francisco that just played the 1 year and ended up winning it. So he's had experience of putting a team together. And it's really exciting.
Freddie Montero rumblings, do you like that idea?
Yeah, if he feels that Freddie's someone that fits into our system, then obviously you've got more experience and quality, and I think that's what he looks for in players. There's maybe better players around that have more value, but he looks for players that are good players that will fit into the system and the style of play that he likes. And he's not just building for the start of the season or halfway through or for this year. He's building for the future, and I think that's what makes it more exciting. And I think for the fans, as they listen to his message and his consistent message, as soon as they step on the field come March the 2nd, I think they're going to see that, and they're going to be excited by it.
You are Mr. Valentine. What advice do you give our listeners on a day like today?
Oh, show the love, man. Just show the love every day, every day.
Is there not added pressure, though, Carl? Like, I mean, you're kind of sitting there saying you're sitting across from your missus, but, man, like, it's Valentine's Day. Your last name's Valentine. Is there not added pressure to kind of hit a home run on Valentine's Day when your last name's Valentine?
I think so.
And he's handled the pressure, right?
Yeah, I think that's why I'm always nice, right? Look how nice I am to you guys. You're doing a wonderful job. Just
there it is.
Making everyone's day this morning on Valentine's Day. How good is that?
Next time I see you, I want to see you strutting down the hallways or BC Place. I'm going to be thinking of this
music.
Name
the day
you.
After you, Carl.
I know. Very, 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 very fortunate. And I try and live that way every day, right? Especially today. So I'm going to have a great day going into the office, couple of meetings, and then a great dinner tonight.
Thank you, Carl. Always nice to catch up. Mr. Valentine's on your day. We'll see you around the pitch.
Okay, guys. Keep doing a great job.
Sportsnet 650.